This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. More than 1,200 water utility customers in Liverpool and Brooklyn will see a significant spike in their bills this year. In a decision released December 22nd, the Nova Scotia Regulatory and Appeals Board has approved an 85% increase in water bills for customers of the Region of Queens Water Utility. Once the full increases take effect, it will mean at least an extra $300 a year for most customers. The new rates took effect January 1st, but the board also ordered the utility to phase in the increases to 2027 to help mitigate what it calls rate shock. The board acknowledged that the utility was in a difficult position and said that the increases are just and reasonable and necessary to produce safe, reliable water. The average residential customer will now pay about $531 a year, an immediate 60% increase. It will eventually rise to just over $660 in 2027. At a hearing on November 19th, the region said the utility needed to increase rates dramatically to deal with a mounting $1.4 million deficit. Mayor Scott Christian told QCCR that the board's decision allows the water utility to pay off some of its deficit and continue to provide good quality drinking water to its customers.
So I think it's fair. I think it's a fair judgment. It gets us to a place where we can run a water utility in a sustainable way while helping to cushion the blow a little bit to the consumer in terms of the spike in that rate.
In November, regional councillors approved a utility assistance rebate for water customers on low incomes. People are eligible for up to a $200 annual break on their water bills. With that rebate applied, the municipality projects less than a 1% increase this year for people in the lowest income bracket and about a 40% increase by 2027. Christian said he understands that even with the rebate, some people will still struggle with the higher water costs.
The utility for a long time was run in a way that didn't position us to have a sustainable, solvent utility. So that's tough. I understand for sure that people are having a tough time making ends meet. So and the additional burden to folks in terms of the cost of running their household is always challenging to accommodate.
The Queen's Community Health Board had opposed the rate increases at the November hearing. Board Chair Tara Druzina did not want to do an interview, but said in an emailed statement that the board is concerned about the size of the rate increases and the impact they'll have on households already under financial pressure. The review board also strongly encouraged the municipality to begin replacing customers' water meters, most of which are at least 50 years old. A 2024 report for the utility found that it was losing up to 69% of water, either through leaks or because the old water meters were inaccurate.
Some of it is seeping, weeping, leaking older pipes. But then some of it, too, is that we're actually delivering the water and it's being underreported. That was important to understand and helps us to identify an action in addressing that. Getting those meters in place that can actually more accurately report that water consumption will be important.
Christian said he's not sure when the higher water rates will be reflected on people's bills. That's your QCCR News Update brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.